Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Targets, objectives, goals, call them what you like. The NHS calls some of them guidance, a word used with all the benign intent of a cattle prod. If you set people targets and you make their job, their livelihood, their professional status depending on hitting them, they probably will, even if they have to destroy the organisation to do it. I wrote at the end of last week of the mind-boggling balminess of NHSE's CAT target, call it what you will, about not increasing the size of NHS Trust's workforce. No one has contacted me from the HSJ to tell me neither me nor the HSJ was wrong. There's been no letter bomb in the post, no footpads hovering in the alley at the end of the street, no Russian painting my doorknob with anything. I guess the HSJ got it bang on, and Team Pritchard have been caught red-handed and are sulking. Targets generally make performance worse. People concentrate only on what achieves the target. Other stuff gets missed. People lean over, like at the fairground, a fish a duck out of a pond with a hoop and a stick. They lean over. It's called cheating. People become Volkswagen, invent devices and workarounds to beat emissions tests and targets. People become junkies, junking stats and data that is unhelpful. People become somnambulists, sleepwalking into the future because they know, even if they are wide awake, they're never going to hit the target. And so people go sick and become unethical. A bad system and stupid targets will beat a good person every time. The latest from the NHS Taser Department is this guidance. Trusts must improve emergency department waiting by 76% at least. Reduce adult bed occupancy to below 92%. Meet the faster cancer diagnosis standards. Clear 65-week waiters by March next year. Deliver 30% more elective activity compared to pre-COVID. Improve productivity in pathology by 10%. And reduce agency spend by 3.7%. Even if you've only a passing acquaintance with the NHS, you will recognise the smoking ruins that were once a great and proud public service and the likelihood of it being able to do any of that. 67%? 92%? 3.7%? Why not 70% and 90% and 4%? Don't know. I guess someone is trying to impress someone that they have a spreadsheet. If you've worked or now work in the NHS, you'll recognise the impossible for what it is and the improbable for how it is. Put it together with a cap on the workforce and you'll realise NHSE has a productivity problem that they think they can solve by shouting. NHS's productivity increased by 2.1% a year on average between 2010 and 2017. After that, it becomes a bit of a COVID blur. NHS England can't seem to untangle productivity from efficiency. Productivity is usually the product of expanding the number of people who are doing things and investing in the kit and caboodle to help them do things. Efficiency comes from making things easier to do, also requiring investment. NHSE don't want to hire any more people. The dud at digital Tim Ferriss has failed to do anything practical, and there's no money for investment. If anything is going to turn any of this around, it will take the understanding that good people left to their own devices can produce extraordinary improvements. And I saw it myself last week during a visit to the St. Helens and Knowsley Trust. They've done extraordinarily good things with their frailty services and at the other end of life, their paediatric services. Plus, they've realised corridors are for walking in, not for lying on a trolley. They promised to share their work with the Academy of Fabulous Stuff real soon. I mean, they're a bit busy like everybody else right now. There were no targets, no guidance, no head office apparatchiks. There were people who had a problem, rolled up their sleeves, looked around to see who was doing it different, better, pinched with pride, innovated with delight, and done great things. They'd been smart, agile, clever, nimble, and everything that the Neanderthals that produce targets and threats will never be. If NHS England want to solve their problems, I suggest they make a list. Send it out with a billet-doux that says, We need to fix this lot. Please give it your best shot and let us know what works so we can tell everyone else. If all of the forensic skills that have been employed inventing 76% or 92% targets were used to figure out where good things were being done 100% better, how to bottle it and help it work elsewhere, the NHS England might be able to answer the elephant in the room question. What are they there for? Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again soon.